Hi, I'm Reed Keating, and this is Free Enterprise into 3 minutes. In this 207th episode, we're continuing our 8 C's of Capitalism series to provide a better foundational understanding of capitalism or free enterprise. And the 6th C is creativity. Now, the freedom and incentives established in the free enterprise system provide a foundation upon which the creativity of human beings can be tapped into and unleashed. That is, individuals and businesses are free to create and able to reap the rewards of such creativity accordingly. The primary agent in the act of creativity in the economy is the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur owns and operates a business, and of course, often is the person who started the business, that brings together individuals, knowledge, experience, tools, technology, and vision to create something that meets or creates a need or demand in the market. This harnessed creativity, if you will, generates new and/or improved goods or services and brings those products to consumers or to other businesses in the market. This act of creativity also is known as what? It's known as innovation. Now, in economic circles, when speaking of creativity, economist Joseph Schumpeter and his idea of creative destruction often comes to mind. Schumpeter's creative destruction basically is whereby new products and industries overturn old ones. And this is the process by which wealth is created and living standards advance under free enterprise. But often, non-economists only focus on the word destruction and ignore the creative part. But Schumpeter clarified matters in his 1942 book, Capitalism, Socialism, and Democracy. And he put it this way, quote, "The fundamental impulse that sets and keeps the capitalist engine in motion comes from the new consumer's goods, the new methods of production or transportation, the new markets, the new forms of industrial organization that capitalist enterprise creates," close quote. So creativity or innovation via the entrepreneur certainly is a disruptive force to the established order, if you will. But through such creativity, resources are reallocated away from less efficient producers and undertakings and toward new and improved products. Again, this process is the source of prosperity and improved living standards. We'll be touching on more C's of capitalism in coming episodes. Thanks for listening. By the way, please support the Free Enterprise in 3 Minutes podcast. The link to do so is in our show notes. You can subscribe at various levels, but if you do so at the $8 or $10 level, you get 2 of my books for free. The Weekly Economist, 52 Quick Reads to Help You Think Like an Economist, and Free Trade Rocks, 10 Points on International Trade, Everyone Should Know. And if you remain a supporter of this podcast at those levels, you'll get a free book every 6 months going forward. Of course, whatever level of support you might choose is greatly appreciated and will allow us to continue doing and hopefully improving this podcast. And also, you can check out all of my books at raykeatingonline.com and at amazon.com. Please like and follow us on Facebook at Free Enterprise Economics and on Twitter at Free Enterprise 7X, and subscribe to the Free Enterprise in 3 Minutes podcast. Take care, and hey, think more like an economist.